This is Steve Hurley, and welcome to the Pivotal Outdoors Podcast, discussing hunting, fishing, and outdoor pursuits, swapping stories and feeling alive.
My turkey?
You got it. We want to do a recording on your on how your turkey hunt went and how awesome this turkey is. And I'm not quite sure if you know, but you actually won an award.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, why don't you open that box? He's been itching to open that since he got home. Is that awesome or what?
Yeah.
Oliver, you're actually the Spring Thunder 2022 champion. So Spring Thunder, like, you know, when turkeys gobble in the springtime?
Yeah.
So of this turkey hunting competition that we did, you shot the biggest bird.
Really?
Yeah, for real.
Hard to believe, huh? He's already a celebrity at school because he shot this turkey. I even have other little birds send notes home with him asking for me to take them turkey hunting.
Really? That's awesome.
Yep. So, Oliver, you ready to tell the story?
I'm kind of scared, too.
Oh, don't be scared.
I'm Steve Hurley, and welcome back to the Pivotal Outdoors Podcast. In today's podcast, we are here with Paul Roberts and his son, the Spring Thunder 2022 champion, Oliver Roberts. Welcome to the podcast, guys.
Thanks for having us.
So for the listeners, Spring Thunder is a turkey hunting competition organized here on the Pivotal Outdoors Podcast, and the champion is determined by the hunter that kills the biggest spring turkey of that year based on beard length and length of spurs. And then the winner receives a trophy, and the proceeds that we collect will get to go to a charity of the winner's choice. So we have Oliver was actually the winner this year. And we have him on, and we kind of want to hear the story of how it went. Was this the first season you've gone out, like, as the shooter?
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Were you hearing turkeys before going out? Did you have an idea of where you wanted to go, or your dad mentoring you?
My dad picked it.
Yeah, I tried to pick a pretty easy spot where I always know there's turkeys.
Hey, I mean, that's a good spot to pick.
Yeah.
I wouldn't try to pick a hard spot if I know there's turkeys there.
Yep. Oh, it's the same area that his mom got her first turkey last year, and it was a pretty sizable turkey also.
Nice. And was this early in the season, opening day, the first few days?
I think it was opening day, if I remember right. It may have been youth day. I can't remember. It was still pretty cold out.
So, Oliver, what do you remember that day? Like, tell me about, like, the time of the day, what you were hearing. What were you feeling? What kind of happened? How the turkeys came in?
Well, I didn't know what time of day it was.
Pretty early in the morning, though.
Still dark?
Oh. Yeah.
And so you got out there in the dark. Did you hear any turkeys, or were you guys sitting for a while, kind of waiting?
We were sitting for a while.
Did we hear any gobbles?
No.
Were we getting ready to call it quits? I remember you saying, Dad, I think we should probably go to a different spot. And then he goes, oh, I just saw a big bird fly down from a tree.
Wow.
It never gobbled, but we could hear it spitting and drumming on its way up.
Wow, that's exciting. So was it, yep. So you actually saw it fly down. Was it flying down towards you guys, or was it flying away and you guys were trying to work it back towards you?
Like, we saw a shadow of it just flying across the air.
Oh, makes sense. It's probably still kind of dark out, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
When it hit the ground, were there other birds with it, or did you...
We didn't know where it landed or if it landed.
But when it came in, were there any other birds?
Yeah, one hen.
So did you, once it landed, what'd you start doing? Were you like calling or your dad calling?
I kept calling. We had Oliver's 7, so he's not really all that huge yet to hold up a shotgun for a long time. So I had it on a tripod, and he kept that pointed towards the decoys. But I gave a few more soft calls. But we tried to be as still as possible once we heard that spitting and drumming, because I knew he was close after that.
What kind of size shotgun were you using for someone Oliver's size?
You don't remember?
I don't remember.
We practiced with a 20, but we borrowed a friend's 28 gauge.
Okay.
Yep. He liked the 20 better. He says it kicks less.
I mean, whatever works for you, you know? I know that can be a big deterrent sometimes. It even jolts me sometimes, not going to lie. Especially a turkey load.
Yeah, and the 28 gauge was a single shot too, so there's no give to it at all, you know?
Yeah. Cool. So the birds landed. You're holding on the decoy. So Oliver, at this time, what were you thinking? Were you getting nervous? Were you excited?
I'm very excited.
What do you think when you first saw the turkey?
Kind of scared.
They're pretty big, aren't they? They're deceiving. They're bigger than you think.
Yeah.
So did the hen come in first, or was it the gobbler strutting?
The gobbler.
Yeah, the gobbler came strutting in. He couldn't get in there fast enough. But the hen kind of trailed in behind.
Okay, and so was your dad talking to you this time, or were you guys trying to be pretty quiet? Did you guys have a game plan before going out on hand signals or anything like that? Or just whispering?
Well, we were whispering. We didn't have any hand symbols or any plan.
Yeah, we were kind of in a hole in the ground where a tree blew over. So we were kind of in like a little foxhole type thing. So we could get away with a little more movement than normal, which is good because Oliver was fairly fidgety when that turkey came in. He was trying to turn the safety off. But it all worked out.
Yeah, that's great. Did the gobbler go right to? Did you have a hen and Jake set up, or just a Jake? Or
Hen and Jake.
Cool. Jake.
Yeah, and then what did he do?
He went circled around it 3 times and then went kicked it. And then he went up to his face.
Yeah, it came in and we could see I could see another turkey coming in behind it, which turned out to be that hen. So I told him not to shoot quite yet. So that his turkey ended up coming in and beating up our Jake decoy a little bit before he got it.
That just primes the excitement there, because I know I personally get impatient and I'm like, just coming close enough. But it's kind of really cool to see it actually interact with the decoy, and then you kind of get to see how turkeys size each other up and stuff.
Mm-hmm. And Oliver, was he pretty close?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was maybe 15 yards away.
Wow. That is perfect. That's a great opening day right there.
Yeah, he was close enough we could watch him blink and everything. I was a little nervous he was going to catch us moving around, but his focus was on those decoys.
So after you shot him, Oliver, what were you thinking? What were you feeling? Did he go right down? Was he flopping around?
Flopper.
Flopper, yeah.
Felt very good.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. What'd you think? Made sure the gun was safe and went over and checked him out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
They're big birds that if you don't get close to them, people don't realize how big they are.
Yeah.
Yeah. I tried to get him to hold it up for a picture and he couldn't even pick it up.
That is pretty cool. Since you are the Spring Thunder champion, it had a beard and spurs, right? Do you know what the length was, the size?
Mm-mm. 4 inches, I guess.
No. The beard was 9.5 inches, and I think that one was 18 pounds, and 5/8 spurs. So not a monster, but good enough for a first bird, I guess.
Oh, I think that's great. And that's a nice beard.
Yep. So he's all excited for next spring coming up. And then this fall, he wants to go out and try shooting some partridge.
Nice. So, Oliver, I actually have a 7-year-old daughter. And I told her we were doing this podcast tonight because she's like getting a bath and getting ready for bed and everything. And I was like, yeah, Oliver's 7. And she was like, wait, what? He got a turkey and he's 7? I'm like, yeah, that's the real deal. And so she was even excited. She's like, oh my gosh. Like, so I think it's really cool. And I think it's great that there other kids were interested in going turkey hunting.
Yeah. Yeah. We're in Cub Scouts too. And all the boys that are in our Cub Scout pack are super pumped about going hunting. So I might have my hands full in a few more years when they start getting old enough.
Yeah, you're going to need more people to go out with them.
Yep.
What do you think, Oliver? You got any tips and tricks? I know your dad's got a whole book he could probably write on them. any takeaway that you have that you personally are like, that's what I'm going to do again next time?
Dress it warm.
Yeah, because afterwards he was pretty frozen. And in our grip and grin photos, you can see he's got mittens on because it's pretty... It wasn't super warm out. I think it was frosty out that morning.
Yeah, and you're up in Maine, so I'm down in Pennsylvania, and it's pretty because we have a May hunt, and that's pretty comfortable. It's like it's either comfortable or it can start getting like kind of humid. But in Maine, I'm sure it just stays cold for a while.
Yeah, our season's most of May, and most of it you get frost all through the mornings and everything like that still. Oh, and do you want to tell them about how we mounted it?
We mounted it like a real turkey.
Oh, you did like a full body?
Kind of. Avian X sells this like half turkey thing that you can put the tail and the beard on. And you can mount it on your wall. Then you can also take it off your wall and use it as a real decoy. So his plan is to use that as a real decoy later on.
Oh, that'd be really cool. And that adds realism to your decoy. It's actual turkey feathers.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hopefully he shoots any turkeys that come in before they come and kick it to pieces, though.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Our luck will look away for a minute and a coyote will grab it and run off.
You know, I have had that with a fox. Can you believe that, Oliver? Yeah. I was sitting there and a fox hops out and starts creeping up on this hen decoy that I had out. And it got within 5 feet, and then it was like crawling on the ground. It just stood up, and it looked confused, and then it looked over and it saw me, and it just kind of casually walked off. I think it was pretty confused about what was going on.
What? Yeah, me and my friends were goose hunting one time, and it was a windy day, so the decoys are falling over all the time. Well, we're standing there talking, and all of a sudden behind us, you hear a glunk, 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 glunk. It's like, oh, great, they fell over again. Look behind us, and a coyote grabbed one of the decoys, started running away with it.
Oh my gosh. Cool. Any details I'm not asking you that you guys thought were pretty cool or anything that was like unique or anything?
Not that I can really think of. Did you help me cut that bird up? Oliver helped me this fall cut up some of the ducks that I got, but I can't remember if I had him help me cut this bird up or not. No, he's probably too cold.
Do you guys have any meals planned on what you're going to cook with the turkey?
Oh, we had some that same day. Remember what we had?
Turkey nuggets.
That's right. We cut them up and fry them into turkey nuggets instead of chicken nuggets.
Oh, yeah. That's the way to go. You just got to get some Chick-fil-A sauce from the, you know, you save up some sauces or McDonald's sweet and sour sauces, keep them in a drawer, and you got your turkey nuggets and you're ready to go.
That's right. And they're more healthy for you than most of the ones you get anyway, right?
I would assume. I would definitely assume.
Cool. Yeah. When half your diet is either chicken nuggets or pepperonis, wild turkey nuggets they hit the spot, right?
Yeah. My boys also like hot dogs. They eat chicken nuggets, pepperoni, slices. Not pizza, just the slices.
Yep.
They eat the slices off the pizza, and then and sometimes bacon, if they're in a good mood.
Yeah. Well, yeah. They'll eat bacon. They'll go through a pound of bacon if I give them a chance. But yeah.
Did you guys have like a charity that you wanted the proceeds to go to?
How about we go with Oh, actually, how about this? The Sportsman's Alliance of Maine. We call it SAM up here.
Sportsman's Alliance of Maine. Okay. Yep. Cool. And then proceeds will be sent to that, and you guys will get an email. So,
okay.
Isn't that pretty cool, Oliver? You going out hunting has spread the news to other kids to generate more interest in hunting. And then you're even giving back. So it's a win-win-win.
That's right.
Yeah, I think that's it. Now I can let you guys get on with the rest of your night. Do you like the trophy? I think it's a pretty sweet trophy. I think Derek's going to be jealous. So last year, Oliver, Derek Langway, your dad's friend and my friend, Derek, you probably know. So he won it last year. And so you're this year's champion. When he comes back up to Maine or something, you're going to have to show off the trophy. Because I think his might be a little different color or something. So I think it's pretty cool.
Well, and he wanted to put Ollie on the trophy.
Why?
Because he knows calling you Ollie bugs you. No, but we'll have to put a little shelf up next to his turkey tail, so that way we can have it right next to his turkey. Is that cool, dude?
Yes.
You gonna tell your friends about it?
Yeah.
We're gonna have to bring it to Cub Scouts next time.
Then everyone's gonna want to go turkey hunting. You're gonna get all your spots. You're gonna get burned because everyone's gonna be hitting them.
Yeah, that's my problem. I keep offering people, and I'm like, ooh, I don't know. You find a spot with turkeys, I'll take you out turkey.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. All right. Thanks, guys. I will talk to you soon.
Cool. Thanks, Steve. Have a good night.
Hey, thanks for listening today. If you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to like and subscribe. And if you'd like to support this podcast to sustain future episodes, feel free to click on the listener support link in the show notes. There'll be more content coming, and if there are any questions or comments, you can reach me on Instagram at Outdoors with Steve or at Pivotal Outdoors.